نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه. فقد وقفنا في الدرس الماضي في شرح الطحاوية عند قول المؤلف
last week we stopped in the explanation of عقيدة الطحاوية where he says
والكتب المنزلة على المرسلين ونشهد أنهم كانوا على الحق المبين.
We believe in the angels and the prophets and the books which were revealed to the messengers, and we bear witness that they were all following the manifest truth. So he mentioned some of the pillars of faith, and he mentioned believing in angels, believing in the prophets and messengers. And we talked last week about believing in the angels as well as the prophets. And we started talking about believing in the books revealed to these messengers and prophets.
أن الله سبحانه وتعالى أنزلها لهداية الخلق.
In those books Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed to for the guidance of
لغة جمع كتاب وهو اسم للصحيفة وللمكتوب في الصحيفة الإيمان بالكتب.
In the book
يعني جهة المعنى اللغوي
linguistically the word kitab or book means the scripts itself and what is written in it.
كلام الله تعالى الموحى إلى رسله عليهم الصلاة والسلام ليبلغوه للناس ويتعبد
and this is the words that Allah سبحانه وتعالى
وليتعبد بتلاوتها.
That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to his messengers so the people would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through it.
إلى رسله عليهم الصلاة والسلام ليبلغوه للناس وليتعبد بتلاوتها. والإيمان بالكتب كما ذكرنا أحد أركان الإيمان.
Believing in books, as we mentioned, is one of the pillars of faith because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, say we believe in Allah and what have been revealed to us, what have been revealed to Ibrahim, Ismail, Ishaq, Yaqub, and the Asbat, and whatever the prophets have been given from their Lord. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the messenger of Allah believed in whatever was revealed from Allah to him, and though the believers do the same, all of them believe in what Allah revealed to his messengers. And the hadith narration of Jibreel, peace be upon him, when he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told him, what is Iman, what is faith? He told him, you believe in Allah, his angels, his messengers and his books, the hereafter and destiny.
والإيمان بالكتب
and the hadith is authentic.
جملة
and believing in books means believing in books in general and in what Allah mentioned in particular. So believe that Allah revealed books to his messengers and we believe in all of them generally. And in details we believe the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their names to us.
والمذكور في القرآن الكريم من الكتب التي أنزلها الله تعالى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. ذكر الله تعالى صحف إبراهيم.
الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned the scripts of Ibrahim and the scripts of Musa.
ذكر الله تعالى التوراة.
Allah mentioned Torah which he revealed to Musa, peace be upon him, and the Zabur that he sent to Dawood, Injil he sent to Isa, and the Quran he sent to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what is mentioned in Quran about those books. In Quran, mentioned in Quran, those names mentioned in Quran. There is a hadith of Abu Dharr narrating it that he said that I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, how many books Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed? He said, 100 books and 4. 30 were sent to Shayth, son of Adam. He's a prophet mentioned in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 50 to Idris. 10 to Ibrahim. 10 to Musa before Torah.
قد يكون الكتاب على شكل يعني صحيفة أو رسالة من ورقة واحدة أو ورقات قليلة أو كذا يسمى كتابا أو صحيفة، يعني ليس بالضرورة أن يكون كتاب كبير الحجم. فأنزل على
شيء. Not necessarily it is a large book, but it is maybe the scripts they are very small. But Shaykh received 30 to Shaykh, 50 to Idris, peace be upon him. 10 to Ibrahim and 10 to Musa before Torah. Then he revealed Torah, Injil, Zabur and the Quran. This hadith is narrated by Ibn Hibban and Hassan ibn Sufyan in his Musnad, and authenticated by Ibn Taymiyyah and Sheikh Albani and others.
ومما يدخل في الإيمان بالكتب أن نؤمن أن الكتب التي أنزلها الله سبحانه وتعالى كلها تدعو إلى توحيد الله تعالى.
And we believe that all those books call to the oneness of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, and all the faith and the creed in it is one. All of it called to the honorable morals and the basics of this Sharia or religions. They are the same, but the difference with the branches or the applications.
اليوم يعني يزعمون أنها الكتب التي أنزلها.
And the books in the hands of the people of the book now. And they claim it is the book of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They are altered and they write it with their hands and they say it is from Allah سبحانه وتعالى and say that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentioned that in the Quran and said that they write it so they sell it for very cheap price. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would punish them for what they wrote. So those are not the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, but it was altered and it's altered by omission or additions. But Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah said whatever they were altered, always it will remain some of it of the truth that originally was revealed. It will guide the wise people among them to the prophethood of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and authenticity of the Quran.
من الحق يكون مرشدا يعني لمن أراد منهم الهداية وسعى إليها.
For whoever wants guidance, he will be guided.
الحق إلى صدق نبوة نبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويجوز التحديث بما في كتب أهل الكتاب.
And we believe in all the original books revealed, and with the, and even in the books in, the, in their hand, but we don't believe or we do not object to it at the same time. What is the relationship of Quran to those books? It is the seal for all those books. And it is coming with the same message.
And
through Quran, we would know the alteration that happened to the, in those books.
سيحكم بشريعة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويعني ما في الكتب السابقة من الأخبار فمنها ما يوافق ما في القرآن الكريم.
So about the nations before, we have to believe in what the Quran told us. The details, it's only in their books, but Quran mentioned, so believe in whatever originally Quran mentioned. And if it is contradicting, or the stories that they have in their books now contradicting what is in Quran, we of course believe in the Quran. And the information which is not mentioned in Quran, but it is mentioned in their books, so we don't know whether it is right or wrong. We don't believe it is right, and we don't believe it is wrong as well. We don't believe it's wrong either. And this is what Rasulullah said, don't believe in it and don't disbelieve in it. Maybe it is from the truth, so you cannot deny it. Maybe it is the truth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and at the same time, we don't believe it. Maybe it is among the falsehood. Maybe it is right, maybe it is wrong, but the Sharia that it is against the Sharia of Quran, we find some of it contradicting Quran. So if it's only contradicting the Sharia but not contradicting the information, maybe it was from the Sharia before and it's abrogated by our Sharia, or maybe it is alteration that they just attributed to the Prophet. So we don't say for sure, or don't believe in for sure, that it was among the true Sharia of that Prophet, or true practice of that Prophet. So if it says that this thing is forbidden for the Prophets before, or for the nations before, and our religion says other than that, so it may be true, maybe wrong. The books before, two types. Some of it, it is revealed just once, and it is written and carved in tablets. It's revealed to Musa that way, Musa peace be upon him, the Torah. It was written in the tablets, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we wrote for him everything in the tablets, mercy and admonition and advice for those who believe. Our ummah, or our nation, is distinguished by that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran twice. The number one, it is sent, written, and documented one time, or the whole Quran, to the first sky, to the house of Al-Izz, or the house of dignity. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way it is revealed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would recite it, and Jibreel will hear it, and then Jibreel will come down to Rasulullah sallam and recite it to Rasulullah sallam. The Rasulullah sallam would recite it in front of his companions. So the chain of narration goes to anybody who is reciting the Quran now and who want to be connected to that chain of narration. This is something distinguishing the Ummah of Muslims. So this is briefly the important things relating to belief in the books, on the previous books. Believing in the books, as we mentioned, is including believing in all of it. And a Muslim cannot disbelieve in some of it, or part of one of those books. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do you believe in some of the books and disbelieve in others? A person who would do that, he would be ashamed in this world and punished in the hereafter. So we have to believe in the whole book, the whole Quran, and all the books of Allah, and its totality. And whoever disbelieved in the book of Allah, or even one letter, or the books of Allah before, or one of the letters of the books before, he would be considered a disbeliever, a kafir, because all of it revealed from Allah, but according to the details we mentioned. This, once we know it is one of the books of Allah, the books which is among the hands of the people of the book now, we only trust the Quran, that it is for sure the book of Allah, but the books in their hands, it has alterations, omissions, and additions. But if there is a Muslim who knows that this is for sure a book coming from Allah, then he has to believe in all of it, and that it is the words of Allah.
انتقل المؤلف
After that the author moved to another point
مسائل الإيمان
to the points of the عقيدة of أهل السنة and how they believe what is the articles of their faith
ما هي حقيقة الإيمان وما هي الأسماء التي تطلق
what is the truth of إيمان and what are the names given to a believer
قال المؤلف رحمه الله تعالى ونسمي أهل قبلتنا
He said we call the people of our قبلة
أهل قبلتنا مسلمين
Muslims and believers
نسمي أهل قبلتنا مسلمين مؤمنين
As long as they acknowledge what the Prophet ﷺ brought and accepted as true everything that he said and told us about.
هنا تكلم عن مسألة يعني الإيمان والإسلام وكيف نحكم بالإيمان والإسلام
Here he said that whom we will call Muslim or whom we will call mu'min or believer. So he said we call the people of our Qibla Muslims. Al-Qibla means the people who face or pray toward the direction of the Kaaba, pray our prayer and make the testimony of faith. And he called himself Muslim. We call them Muslim and believer. Now we talk about the relationship between Islam and the Iman.
خلاصة يعني ما يتعلق بالإسلام والإيمان أنه نجد في نصوص الكتاب والسنة بعض النصوص
Briefly we see in Quran and Sunnah we see sometimes Islam comes by itself other verses or hadith the Iman come by itself some other narrations or some other verses or hadith they will both come together The origin of the word Islam linguistically means submission. When the animal submits to the order of its owner, this is Islam for the. This is linguistically, and it also means. Means believing in a statement.
والإيمان يتعلق بمعتقدات يعني
So Islam according to the linguistic meaning or according to the Sharia meaning I mean the linguistic meaning means the outer submission or the physical submission while the belief is the heart submission or the soul submission
الإسلام إذا انفرد شمل الدين كله ظاهرا وباطنا
But from all those texts and all those verses in the hadith if the Islam comes by itself alone in a verse means it is all the religion overtly and covertly everything outer and inner and same thing goes for Iman if the word Iman comes by itself in a text it means the same thing and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says The true religion that Allah considered is Islam. The deen is Islam. Even when he asked Rasulullah ﷺ, what is Islam, what is Iman, what is Ihsan, and at the end of the hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ said, this is Jibreel came to teach you your deen. That means according to that hadith, the deen includes Islam, Iman, and Ihsan. But in the verse, Allah said, the deen for Allah is Islam. Means what Allah considered as deen is Islam. So here, when mean if we put them together means Islam came alone it means both Islam and Iman and also Iman when it comes by itself it encompasses the religion also like what
نجد مثلا قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان
like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said for example Iman is 70 some parts the highest is saying La ilaha illallah and the lowest is moving the harm from the path of people. So here Rasulullah mentioned Iman parts. The highest of them is saying La ilaha illallah and this is the statement of the tongue. And the lowest degree is moving the harm from the path or the road of the people and this is a physical action. And modesty or shyness is part of belief also, which is an action of the heart. So here Iman included physical, outer and inner actions. And the other verse, Islam, also included all of them. But what if is the word Islam and the Iman, they both come in the same verse or the same hadith? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Bedouins or the Arabs said, we believed. Don't say we are believers, but say we are Muslims. They said, Amanna. Amanna means we believe. Don't say we believed, they say we became Muslims. Say Aslamna. So here they are distinguished from each other. So Islam and Iman, Allah mentioned in the same verse. So this verse has two interpretations. The first interpretation, that those Bedouins, they were hypocrites and they were like disbelievers in the heart, and they showed Islam out of hypocrisy and was just stating it with their tongue. So the verse says, don't say we believe, means because we are disbelievers, but say that we are Muslims in outer thing, because this is the truth about you. We're just Muslims by the tongue. If the belief and the Iman or belief or faith did not enter your heart. The other interpretations said that those Bedouins, they were believers, but they were incomplete believers. They were disbelievers. And they wanted to describe themselves with a complete Iman. So Allah said to Rasulullah to tell them, don't say we believe, but say we are just Muslims. Until you become complete believers, then you can say that we are believers. Another verse distinguishing between Islam and Iman, also about Lut, Prophet Lut, peace be upon him, and his household. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we saved whoever was in that village from believers. We did not find except one house of Muslims.
فهنا قالوا في تفسير الآية المخرجون المخرجون
in the interpretation of the verse, the scholar said, those who were saved, they are just only Lut, peace be upon him, and these two daughters. They were believers, outer and inner. So this verse, when it is mentioned, those who were saved from that village and they did not suffer the punishment of Allah, that he came and he, that the punishment of Allah, Allah sent to this village. Those who were saved out of that village, they were the believers. That's why Allah said, we saved the believers who were in that village. And there were only one house of Muslims there. So this house of Muslims, it includes the wife of Lut. Wife of Lut, she was overtly or openly she said that she's a Muslim, but from inside she was not. So Allah described the house, including the wife of Lut, as Muslims, but who are truly saved without the punishment. They were only Lut and these two daughters, and they are the believers. So Islam here, because mentioned in the same verse, so Islam and Iman, so Allah differed or distinguished between them. So we notice that Iman here is a description for the inner self. When it gathers with Iman, when Iman comes with Islam, the Iman describes the inner practice and the inner submission, and the Islam describes the outer submission to Allah. That means the physical and the statement of the tongue and so on. That's if the two terms mentioned in the same text. Also the hadith of Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas mentioned in Bukhari and Muslim that Rasulullah gave when he had money, he gave people and he prevented one from giving, excluded one person. So Sa'd told him, Ya Rasulullah, why you give this and that and you did not give this person, and I see him as a believer. Rasulullah said, or maybe a Muslim. He said, I see him as a believer. Rasulullah said, as a Muslim. So Sa'd said, I see that he's a believer. Rasulullah said, or a Muslim. Then Rasulullah said, I give some people to gain their hearts to become Muslims, and I leave some people and I leave them for their belief to control them. I trust them, or I entrust them to their belief. One of them is Amr ibn Taghlib. He was the one that they were talking about, and he was a good believer. So Rasulullah sallam praised him with belief. He praised him. That means he didn't give him, even though he didn't give him, his iman protected him from mistakes and deviations. Maybe Rasulullah sallam gave some other people because their iman and their faith were very weak, to make them firm on Islam. So as if faith here is like the testimony of for something which is in the heart that only Allah is aware of. The Rasulullah sallam guided him, said, just describe him as Muslim. And don't describe him with iman in the heart. So we call, here he says that we call the people of our Qibla Muslims and believers.
هناك تفصيل يعني الإيمان أحيانا يأتي بمعنى الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خير وشر. وأحيانا يأتي الإيمان بمعنى اسم مدح و.
So sometimes iman comes as the action a person should have. And sometimes the iman comes as praise or when you're describing someone. We call people as believers, even they just show the actions of Muslims, but we call them believers. That means they will take all the rights of the believers. We say that a person has to free a believer slave. It doesn't mean that he has to see that his heart have belief, but Muslim, that means he shows the signs of believer. But if it is with praising and describing somebody, from the hadith of Sa'd, that means a person should not make testimony for himself or for others as believers, just to distinguish them or to purify them or to praise them. So he said, we call them Muslims and believers. So here he wanted to show here the aqidah of the, or the belief of the Ahl Sunnah, to call those who are disobedient, even those who are facing the Qibla, even they disobedient and they make sin, we don't take the name or the title of Islam away from them. And here he is referring to some deviated sects. So like Ahl Sunnah, they are the medium between two extremes. On one side of the spectrum, they are very strict, extreme strict, and here states Khawarij and the Mu'tazila. Both, they judge the disobedient Muslim as a kafir, he becomes a kafir. So Khawarij, they make them kafir in this world as well as the hereafter. So in this world, any disobedient Muslim or a sinful Muslim, they kill him, they deal with him as a disbeliever, as a kafir in this world. And they believe that if they die on this disobedience, they will go to hellfire and they will never come out of it. So this is anybody who commit major sin. They make them kafir in this world and thereafter. So in this world, they will deal with them as so. Thereafter, Allah will deal with them as so. And the Mu'tazila, they call them, they are in a stage in between two stages. The disobedient Muslim. So the Mu'tazila call them that they are neither disbelievers, lower believers. So in this world, they believe, they deal with them like believers, but in the hereafter, they say that Allah will deal with them as kuffar. So those who commit major sin in this world, according to Mu'tazila, they are Muslims. So they will marry from them, and they will get them married, and they will eat their meat, and they will pray janaza on them if they die, and we will pray behind them if they lead a prayer. We will deal with them as believers in this world. And we will bury them in the graveyard of the Muslims. But in the hereafter, they believe that they will stay in hellfire forever, like Khawarij. So Mu'tazila, they agree with Khawarij about the state of the disobedient Muslims in the Day of Judgment, but they differed in their dealing in this world. So Kharij called them kuffar, and Mu'tazila called them in between stage. And the fasiq for them, he had a term, this in between, means in this world he is dealt with as Muslim, but thereafter he is dealt with as kafir. We have a third group, which is the Murji'ah. They got out the action or the practice from Iman. This is not a condition for Iman. They differed also in the definition of Iman. Murji'ah, they are few types. Jahmiya is among them. They said that belief is just knowing Allah. So whoever knows who's Allah is believer. That according to that, Iblis will be a believer and Fir'aun will be a believer because they knew Allah. And Allah said about Fir'aun that he is arrogantly refused. It doesn't mean that he didn't know. And Musa told Fir'aun in the Quran, as Allah says in the Quran, that you knew, O Pharaoh, that Allah is the one who created the heavens and earth. And Allah said when the truth that they know came to them, they disbelieved in it. That means they had the knowledge. Allah talked to them. And Iblis also said, you are Allah, you are the Lord, and give me the chance to the Day of Judgment. So Iblis knows who's Allah, and he knows the existence of Allah, and he knows that Allah is one, and he knows that Allah is powerful. But this knowledge did not benefit him. So Jahmiya says that Iman is knowing, is knowledge of Allah. Ash'a'irah says that Iman is tasdeeq, means belief, means have a full heart, that it is like stronger than knowledge, because someone, he knows a fact, but he is not disbelieving, he is disbelieving in it. But Ash'a'irah said he has to be believing in what he knows.
ثم يأتي بعد ذلك الكرامية قالوا الإيمان هو التلفظ باللسان
Then comes the third group of مرجئة, which is Al-Karramiyya. They said it's only the testimony of the tongue. Whoever says أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رسول الله, they said he's a believer. Even his action or inside is the action of a kafir, he's still called a believer.
وبعدين عندنا من يسمون مرجئة الفقهاء مرجئة الفقهاء في الحقيقة هذا المذهب يعني وقع فيه بعض الفقهاء
Then we have the murji'ah of the jurists, and this included many jurists of Al-Kufa, and even among them is Imam Abu Hanifa, that they say it is the statement of the tongue and the belief in the heart, and they excluded the action. And even the author here himself, he was following this madhab. So he will say only that it is statement and belief in the tongue.
تصديق بالقلب والإقرار باللسان. فعند هؤلاء المرجئة على اختلاف أصنافين سواء من قال منهم إيمان.
So this murji'a with all their differences, whoever says it is only knowledge, or it is belief, or it is statement, or those who said
مرجئة الفقهاء
belief and statement.
فهؤلاء عندهم لأن العمل ليس من الإيمان. فبالتالي
so according to them عمل or action is not part of إيمان. So according to them according to the مرجئة with all their different sects the disobedient Muslims they are considered complete believers. They say that it doesn't harm any sin does not hurt the degree of Iman. So it is decreased in the work, decreased in the action, that it will affect their degree, Jannah and everything. But it does not affect their completeness or the perfection of their Iman. So according to them, they say that action is not part of Iman. So decrease of the Amal or the action is not a decrease, necessarily decrease in belief or faith. The name of the disobedient Muslims, they call them a believer or incomplete believer, or they call them the disobedient Muslims. Or they said he is a believer of his belief and he is a fasik or a disobedient with his sin. But they will never call him a complete believer.
جزء من الإيمان فبالتالي أهل القبلة يسمون مسلمين مؤمنين لكن منهم من يسمى مسلما
so some of the so
كامل الإيمان
everybody facing the قبلة they were called Muslim and believer but some of them they complete believers and some of it incomplete believers
منهم من يستحق الإيمان الناقص على حسب
according to أهل السنة all of them are Muslims
وكذلك الوصف الإسلام كما ذكرنا هو وصف
same thing the description of Islam it is an outer description according to the person's statement of shahada and facing the qibla and doing what it would classify them as people who belong to Islam. You said this is, we call them Muslims and believers as long as they acknowledge what the Prophet ﷺ brought and accept us through everything that he said and told us about. Also, there is an observation about that statement here because it's not enough to know or acknowledging is not enough. Maybe a person acknowledges and he believes but he does not
practice. الذين يقولون الإيمان هو المعرفة أو الإيمان هو التصديق لا يكفي عندهم المعرفة والتصديق أو الاعتراف والتصديق هذا كاف عندهم لكن
so according to مرجئة doesn't matter the action but according to people of Sunnah it is necessary to work as we will explain إن شاء الله
نعم الكرامية عندهم أن الإيمان هو الإقرار باللسان فقط تلفظ بالشهادتين فقط هذا هو الإيمان عندهم يعني لا يدخلون فيه التصديق القلبي مرجئة الفقهاء جمعوا بين التصديق الذي عند الأشاعرة وبين الإقرار الذي عند الكرامة طيب بالنسبة لمذهب السلف نعم
What about Maturidiyya? Maturidiyya is like Hanafi. It's a belief and a statement. Briefly, about the school of thought of Salaf al-Salih, they said that belief is a statement and action. Some of them say statement and action, and some of them said it is a statement, belief and actions. And it is just no difference. Those who said that it is statement and action, they don't mean that only statement without belief, but they see it means the statement of tongue and the statement of the heart. Statement of the heart is believing. Imam Shafi'i said that all the tabi'een
قبلهم إجماع الصحابة رضي الله عنهم قال يعني أجمع الصحابة والتابعون
and before them
إيمان اعتقاد وقول.
The companions and the تابعين they agreed and there is a consensus that there was a consensus among them that belief or iman is statement, belief and action. Some of the scholars said that getting out also the pillar of faith, which is action, getting it out is a bid'ah. And Sa'id al-Musayyib and Umar ibn al-Aziz and so on, they said that whoever say that the practicing or the action is not part of iman, this is a new statement no one did among the guided predecessors. And Umar ibn al-Aziz said iman is sharia and practice. Whoever does not practice it is not completed.
وقال سفيان الثوري,
may Allah be merciful on him, he said when it reached him that some people said that action is not part of belief, he said this is a new innovative statement. We learned the opposite of. So the guided predecessors, they include amal or practicing as part of faith. And the best dalil or proof is the statement of Rasulullah said that iman is 70 some parts. The highest is saying la ilaha illallah, the lowest is moving the harm from the road, and the modesty or shyness is part of faith. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the real believers are the ones when they listen to the recitation of Quran it will increase their belief. They are the true believers because they spend from their zakah and they perform the prayers. So Allah mentioned those things. The person will not be a believer unless he has those characteristics. As we mentioned, iman, according to the guided predecessors, qawl or statement is the statement of the tongue and the statement of the heart. And the statement of the heart is believing. The statement of the tongue is submission and uttering the shahada. The statement of the tongue is the belief, belief in Allah, His angels, His messengers, the books, the hereafter, the destiny. It's good and bad. Then after that comes the action of the tongue and the action of the heart and the action of the body. So the action of the heart includes the acts of worship that will be done by the heart, like sincerity, love to Allah, fear of Allah, depending on Allah, hope in Allah's mercy, fear from Allah's punishment. All this is acts of worship that only done by the heart. And the acts of the tongue, it includes the praising the glory of Allah, recitation of the Quran, and all the acts of worship done by the tongue, saying salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, saying takbir, tasbih, recitation of Quran, teaching the beneficial knowledge, or enjoining good and forbidding bad if it is by the tongue. All this is under the category of the action of the tongue. Then comes the action of the parts of the body or the physical actions that is done by the rest of the parts of the body, like salah, like fasting, like zakah, hajj, all its physical acts of worship. So iman includes all those, encompasses all those. When we say statement and action, so there is a statement of the tongue and a statement of the heart. And when we say amal or action, it is the action of the tongue, the heart, and the limbs or the parts of the body.
الاستعانة بالله تعالى ونحو ذلك وعمل اللسان والذكر والتسبيح وتلاوة القرآن وعمل الجوارح كالصلاة والصيام والزكاة والصدقة والحج ونحو ذلك من أعمال الجوارح. طيب هل كل هذه
does all those parts that iman is classified to, all of it is in the same rank? Or that means anybody who leave part of the iman becomes a kafir, or there are some parts that some of it, if it is abandoned, a person would become a kafir, and some of it, if it is left, he would become a disobedient or a sinful person, and some other things he would not be sinful, but he left some of the preferable. The answer is the guided processors, that iman, all of it is not the same rank, all its parts is not same rank. Some of it is a pillar, some of it is obligatory, some of it is preferable. So whatever is a pillar of faith, if one person leaves it, he becomes a kafir and he leaves Islam. And the obligatory part, if a person leaves it, he becomes sinful, but he's not a kafir. And the third part, which is preferable, if a person leaves it, he left something good, he will miss a great reward, but he is not sinful. What is the part which is a pillar of faith? The scholar said it includes the following. The statement of the heart, which is believing. If a person does not believe in what he says, the person becomes, means disbelieving in Allah or the angels or books or messengers or part of the books or part of the messengers. Regards to all the pillars, disbelieving it in it, and then it becomes a kafir. So this is one pillar of faith. And the statement of the tongue is to say the testimony of faith. This is one pillar of faith. Whoever leaves it is a kafir. Person will not be a believer, and he will not accomplish this pillar, because this pillar will prevent him or protect him from eternally punished in fire, and he will be among the Muslims. So uttering the testimony, and only the person who excludes from that is the disabled, a person who is not able to talk or he cannot say the shahada. So he is excluded. This is the excuse, and he has to do what indicates the meaning. Means he has to make a sign, or the person who is not speaking Arabic, he has to say in his language what they mean. About the action of the heart, they said the origin of the actions of the heart, it is pillar of belief. They said the origin of the actions of the heart, not the actions itself. They said for every Muslim, he has the origin of fearing Allah, origin of, or the basis or the foundation of love of Allah. Means it is a part of it there. And how to know that this person does not love Allah, if or respecting Allah? The opposite of it is despising or disrespecting. This will become a kafir, a person disrespecting Allah from that. So Muslim should have the basis or the foundation of love of Allah, but it is not a condition that he has to have the perfect love. Origin has to be there, but glorifying Allah differs. The more the person is fearful to Allah and being further from disobedience of Allah, he will be and the love for Allah will have to lead him to be closer to Allah and do things which will get him closer to Allah. So the origin of those characteristics has to be there. The foundation or the basis of the love, of the fear, of the submission has to be there, even though it is not complete. About the actions of the tongue and the parts of the body, they said the pillar is the action itself. Just have parts of those actions. So he has to do some actions, not all of the actions. Meaning, we cannot judge a person as a Muslim unless he does some actions. Some of the Salah, some of Zakah, some of Hajj, some of Siyam, some of recitation of Quran and so on. But if a person there, that means he does not pray at all. He did not do any type of the obedience. No Salah, no Zakah, no nothing. He becomes a kafir because we cannot say that a person is a Muslim. He says that he is a Muslim and all his life he never prostrated, he never prayed, he never said dhikr of Allah, he never recited the Quran or never he says subhanallah. Any type of the obedience he didn't do. But if a person did some parts of actions of obedience and he left others, so the action means doing any obedience. And of course, according to this difference between scholars about Salah, of course, like Imam Ahmed, he said that if he leaves Salah especially, it is a pillar of faith. So if he leaves Salah even out of laziness or lethargy, he's a kafir. But according to the other three Imams, Abu Hanifa and Malik and Ahmed, Malik and Abu Hanifa and Malik and the Shafi'i, if he leaves it out of laziness, he's disobedient, but he's not kafir. We can say that a pillar of iman is believing the heart, statement of the tongue, which is saying shahada, and the basis or the foundation of the actions of the heart, and the actions of tongue and the parts of the body. Then comes after that the obligatory iman or obligatory faith, which is part of actions of the tongue, the heart, and the limbs of the body.
هو جزء من محبة الله تعالى هو القدر الذي محبة الله تعالى يحمل على فعل الواجبات.
Part of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will make a person do the good things, and part of belief, fear from Allah, that minimum of fear of Allah that will prevent him from doing the disobedience. When a person does a disobedience, means his minimum decreased, the minimum of fearing Allah that it will protect him from disobeying decreased. It's obligatory. You have obligation to have the minimum of the action of the heart, the action of the acts of the limbs of the body. So some of the obedience with the tongue or praying extra or fasting extra or saying the dhikr in the morning and the night, this is preferable. So we have an iman of three levels. One which is a pillar, and when a person leaves it, he becomes a kafir. When he leaves the part obligatory, second is obligatory, and whoever leaves it, he becomes a sinful. And the third part, which is preferable, which if he leaves, he is not sinful, but he will not be rewarded. The author says, we do not enter into vain talk about Allah, nor do we allow any dispute about Allah's religion. We do not argue about the Quran, and we bear witness that it is the speech of the Lord of all the worlds, which the trustworthy Spirit came down with and taught the most honored of all the messengers, Muhammad, peace be upon him. It is the speech of Allah, and no speech of any created being is comparable to it. We do not say that it was created, and we do not go against the consensus of the Muslim community regarding
it.
Here the author said, we do not argue about, or do not enter into vain talk about Allah, means about Allah himself. We do not talk in details about it. We believe in Allah, believe in His attributes and characteristics, but we do not go deep in the issues of how Allah does things that he described himself with, how Allah descends, how Allah ascends, or how Allah talks, or how Allah hears. This is a vain talk. Also, we do not involve in the forbidden way also of interpreting those attributes. We do not resemble Allah to his creation, and we do not just disable those characteristics or negate them from Allah, and we do not try to interpret it in a wrong way. So we do not involve in vain talks about Allah, nor do we allow any dispute about Allah's religion.
دين الله سبحانه وتعالى بمعنى لا مثلا نعترض على شيء من تشريعات الله سبحانه وتعالى وأوامره ونواهيه.
So do not object to any of the rulings of Allah with the claim that it contradicts the logic or the desire or the taste and so on. Those are things people use as pretexts to oppose the religion of Allah, or that opposes the politics or the economy or the benefit of the people. Some people, they argue about the religion of Allah and they object to it, that the religion does not serve the political needs, and it does not match the way I've been raised and my parents been doing and so on. So I have to submit to the religion of Allah. Even our minds did not grip it, but we know that the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth, and it is the good, and it is good for benefit for everybody. And we accuse our desires and our understanding, but we do not accuse the religion of Allah as defective. Also, we do not argue about the Quran, and here it means that not to saying that it is it's wrong to say that it is not from Allah, like the disbelievers said. Also, not to interpret the Quran with our opinion or the way we think it is right, or the way it is contradicting the Sunnah, the way the Prophet interpreted or the scholars interpreted, the companions and the predecessors. And we do not object to on a verse with another verse, or use the logic to object to a ruling of a verse and so on. The issue of argument here or dispute has different types. One type is which is praised, which is constructive criticism, an argument for constructive reasons. But the destructive one, which is meant here, is the forbidden. Means you do not argue to prove something Allah said as not wise or not logical, but the right one is to argue or dispute with the disbeliever or people who deny the truth, to try to convince them with the right proof and with the right argument, and you make your point. This is a good praised argument and dispute. To propagate people to propagate Islam to people, or invite people to Islam, or to call upon those sects who belong to Islam and so on. But the disliked argument is to use false proofs and false logic. Even if you use right proofs to get to a false result, or get false results to get to false proofs to get to a false result, or using right proofs to get to false result, this is an argument which is heated and disliked and forbidden. Then he mentioned that the Quran is the word of Allah. Came with the trustworthy spirit Jibreel alayhi salam, and he taught it to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is agreement with the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran that Jibreel, peace be upon him, give the Quran from Allah to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So believe in that. Quran is revealed through Jibreel, peace be upon him, and he is the trustworthy spirit, and Allah named him the trustworthy spirit. And this is the answer for Rawafid, that the Jibreel mistrusted or dishonest in his trust that he delivered it wrong. He was supposed to give it to Ali, but he betrayed the trust and he gave it to Muhammad. This is all this nonsense speech. We believe that the noble Quran is the word of Allah revealed through Jibreel, peace be upon him, and he is trustworthy and he is up to the trust Allah entrusted him with, and he delivered it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him, and he gave it to our Prophet, the seal of prophethood, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing is equal to it of the created. All this we talked about before. After that, the author says, and we do not call as disbeliever anyone of the Qibla.
في سطر ساقط عندكم في سطر ساقط من هذه النسخة ويقول ولا نكفر أحدا من أهل القبلة بذنب ما لم يستحله ولا نقول لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله نرجو للمحسنين من المؤمنين أن يعفو عنه ويدخلهم الجنة ويدخلهم الجنة برحمته.
We do not consider any of the people of our Qibla to be unbelievers because of any wrong action they have done, as long as they do not consider that action to have been lawful, nor do we say that the wrong action of a man who has belief does not have a harmful effect upon him. We hope that Allah will pardon the people of right action among the believers and grant them entrance into the garden through His mercy. This one of also of the expressions that was reserved against the author because it is not precise, because some of the sins has sins that makes a person a kafir, like shirk. Shirk is a sin itself. And all the things that makes a person disbeliever is considered a sin.
من أتى مكفرا من المكفرات فإنه يكفر بذلك وإن لم يستحله يعني وإن لم يعتقد.
So even if he does not feel that or believe it is lawful, he would become kafir just by doing it. But the sense that it will not make a person kafir is really only comes under what he said. So his statement was not precise. So briefly, that if the sin, it is kufr or shirk, like for example slaughtering for other than Allah, or humiliating the Quran, mocking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Other than that, this all make a person kafir, even if he didn't think it is lawful. If a person comes and they say that he humiliated Quran, for example, or insulted the Prophet or mocked him, or he slaughtered for other than Allah, or he prostrated to an idol, those are sins. We don't say you will not be a kafir until you feel it is lawful. You thought that it is right. This is not true. Those are things that will make a person kafir just by doing it, without believing or not believing in it.
وأما مسألة الاستحلال وعدم هذه في الذنوب غير المكفرة. يعني شخص سرق
to believe it is lawful or not is in the things that will not make him a kafir, like a person drink or commit adultery or steal. He will not be a kafir unless he feels it is lawful, like drinking is lawful or stealing is lawful or adultery is lawful, then he becomes a kafir. But if he is doing it without believing it is lawful, then he is sinful.
استحلها يعني كان وقت اتيانه لها جاحدا حكم الله.
So when he was doing it, he is denying the ruling of Allah.
هذه ليست بحرام انها حلال وما يجحد حكم الله سبحانه وتعالى مع علم.
So he is denying the ruling of Allah with knowing that Allah forbid it. So he is objecting to the prohibition of Allah and he sees it is lawful. He will be a kafir by doing that.
وطبعا هذا مما يخالف به أهل السنة الخوارج.
And this is what differs from people of أهل السنة from الخوارج. Because they anybody commits sin, like whoever commits adultery or drink or steal, even he feels that he is sinful and he is disobedient and he regrets, they still consider him as a kafir. But people of أهل السنة, they don't call him kafir. And they see that a person is under the will of Allah. Either he Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either punish him or forgive him. And even if he enters fire, he will get out of it with the mercy of Allah.
قال ولا نقول لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله. لا نقول.
He says, nor do we say that the wrong action of a man who has believed does not have a harmful effect upon him. This is the statement of Murji'ah.
تبرأ من قول المرجئة لا يضر مع الإيمان ذنب لمن عمله. قال بل الذنوب تضر بالإيمان, تضر بالإيمان, وذلك أن الذنوب تجعل الإيمان ناقصا, لأن الإيمان قول وعمل, ومن ضمن العمل عمل القلب واللسان والجوارح. فأي ذنب فهو إخلال.
Any sin, it is affecting the perfection of belief. It will harm the belief. Not like the Murji'ah. They said it doesn't matter whatever you do, or if you don't do, you're still a believer. But the madhab or the belief of Ahl Sunnah that any sin, it will decrease iman and will make it defective.
وما زادوهم إلا
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said so their iman will increase. Allah said and the believers will increase their belief. So there are all proofs that belief increases. Rasulullah said the perfect believer is the one who has perfect manners. So all those texts telling us about increase, where is the proof for decrease? The scholar said, even if it's the text only for increase, it is itself, it's a proof for decrease because it was decreased and then increased. So the increase is always a state above what is the previous state was. So previous state is less, now it's more. Rasulullah said that iman is 70 some parts. The highest is La ilaha illallah, that means he's giving us the higher, and the lowest rank is moving the harm from the path. And also the hadith or the narration of intercession, shafa'ah, in Bukhari and Muslim, says that Allah would say to Prophet Muhammad, get from hellfire whoever have in his heart the weight of a barley seed from belief, and then whoever have the weight of an atom of belief or faith in his heart, then you tell him, get from heart, from the fire, anybody who have any weight of anything in his heart from faith. Some narration says the weight of a dinar of faith in his heart, or the weight of half dinar of faith in his heart. That means faith have weights in the hearts of the people, and those weights are different. There is no doubt the person who have the weight of a dinar in his heart is more than a person who have the weight of half dinar, and whoever have half dinar is bigger than the one who have
جبل أحد.
Is less than that, and all of them they are less than the upon one. The faith in his heart is like the weight of the mountain of Uhud. So people differ and vary in the degrees of their faith. Also, the statement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he advised the women, he said that your iman is less and your wisdom is less. That means the deen, their deen is incomplete, means it is decreased. There is a decrease.
الحديث الذي رواه الطبراني وغيره
من حديث الطبراني and others.
من تزوج فقد استكمل نصف الإيمان.
Whoever marries, he completed half of his iman, so we have to fear Allah in the other half.
وقال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله قد ثبت لفظ الزيادة والنقصان منه عن الصحابة ولم يعرف فيه مخالف من الصحابة رضي الله عنهم. الصحابة نقل عنهم أن الإيمان.
شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية said all the صحابة. They reported to say that iman decreases and increases, and no one among the Sahaba differed from that statement. But there are sects who differed later. How the iman is increased or decreased? It will increase with obedience and decrease with disobedience. This is in general.
وعلى سبيل التفصيل يعني هناك تفصيلات
in detail,
يزيد بذكر الله تعالى
iman will increase with the ذكر of Allah and will decrease with being heedless from the ذكر of Allah. Also believing itself, it will be strong with having more proofs and be more convinced, and it will decrease with less proofs, because when you have more proofs and more arguments, then you believe more.
يعني ينقص بزيادة الشرائع التي تنزل وزيادة العلم بها وينقص الإيمان يزيد بالعلم وينقص بالجهل.
So iman would increase with knowing the rulings and practicing it, and would decrease with the opposite. So we generally said it increases with obedience of Allah and it decreases with the disobedience of Allah. And also the believers, they will differ from each other. Some of them will be more belief and faith than others, and the others, they are less than others. And this is the belief of the guided predecessors. Inshallah, we will continue, because the subject have more, and we will talk about it in the next lesson, inshallah. Ask Allah to forgive us what we said and what we heard. I say what I said and ask Allah for forgiveness. Praise be to Allah and glory be to Him. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon Prophet Muhammad. Wassalamu alaikum.
No, inshallah. We'll talk about it. Inshallah. وباقي يعني عدة مسائل متعلقة بالإيمان. Inshallah. نؤجلها للدرس القادم بإذن الله حتى نستوفي الموضوع بإذن الله تعالى. طيب نكتفي بهذا القدر. سبحانك اللهم ربنا وبحمدك. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.